Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check features a story about federal investigators resuming their corruption probe. Reporter Nick Gruby checking in from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, so you've been keeping tabs on Special Prosecutor Michael Wheat and his coming and going.
That's right. Yeah, some of our sources back there on the island had told us that they saw Michael Wheat back at the federal courthouse recently conducting grand jury investigations after a bit of a hiatus due to, of course, the ongoing pandemic. The courts were pretty much closed and the grand jury proceedings were sort of put on hold, which caused a lot of people to wonder what Michael Wheat was up to. So Michael Wheat, of course, is a special prosecutor who was appointed out of the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Diego to investigate public corruption out there on the island, specifically in law enforcement and specifically in relation to Lewis and Catherine Kealoha, the former police chief and former city prosecutor, who were accused, charged, and convicted of framing a family member for the theft of their mailbox, along with the help of some other police officers. Yeah, other crimes.
Yeah, no, I think the last time I saw him was at that big news conference where they announced the indictments. That was way back when. But now he's focused on a couple of other people.
That's right. Now, the Kealohas and their accomplices have yet to be sentenced. But what we've reported over the years is that the Kealohas and those individuals within HPD weren't the only people who Michael Wheat and his team of prosecutors had their sights set on. Two other people who have received target letters from the Department of Justice indicating that they're suspected of criminal activity are Honolulu prosecuting attorney Keith Kaneshiro and corporation counsel Donald Young, who is a top lawyer in Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell's cabinet.
And they've been laying low, but obviously Wheat's presence here indicates something's underfoot.
Well, I think it just shows that Michael Wheat has yet to give up on Hawaii and rooting out the alleged corruption that he's seen there. Now, of course, with Keith Kaneshiro, we do know some of the things that the grand jury has been looking at, not only his relationship with Catherine Kealoha and the dealings that they had in the prosecuting attorney's office there, but also on another scenario in which Kaneshiro office helped to buy a apartment building for a domestic violence center for victims of domestic violence years ago from one of his top campaign donors. And of course that we do know after talking to some grand jury witnesses was something that federal prosecutors were interested. Of course, the person who sold the building to the city made about $1 million profit off of that particular transaction. Now, Donald Young, of course, is under investigation for something wholly different. She is believed to be under investigation for a $250,000 payout that was made to Louis Kealoha after he himself received a target letter from the DOJ. It was part of a severance package for then Police Chief Louis Kealoha that Donald Young helped to craft along with then Police Commission Chairman Max Sword, who, of course, was one of the witnesses to come testify before the federal grand jury during Michael Wheat's most recent visit to the island.
Right, so it'd be really interesting to see what comes out of that. And I know there's been lots of speculation about what might come out of another probe involving Michael Miskey.
That's right. Now, Michael Miskey, of course, is a Hawaii businessman who has been recently alleged in a major indictment to be an organized crime figure in Hawaii who runs an organization called the Miskey Enterprise. Now, of course, that's according to federal prosecutors. Now, Michael Miskey's name has come up a number of times in the investigation into the Kealohas and into Kaneshiro's office in relation to other witnesses who said that they were planning to testify before the grand jury about Michael Miskey's so-called connections to law enforcement. I think one of the more famous and well-known examples is a case in which Miskey was pulled over by a Honolulu police officer for being on a cell phone while driving. He drove away from the scene and later called that officer and essentially threatened him, and there are recordings of this, saying something along the lines of, I can go to the top of the food chain. You better not mess with me. Now, of course, people are wondering, top of the food chain, what does that mean? The top of the HPD, the top of the prosecuting attorney's office. And that is something that I think a lot of people are going to sort of be paying attention to in the coming weeks, months, and years as the Miskey investigation and prosecution sort of unfold.
Okay, well, we know you'll be tracking that, but thanks so much, Nick.
All right, thanks a lot for having me, Catherine. You take care.
All right, you too. That was reporter Nick Ruby out of D.C. with today's reality check. Visit civilbeat.org to read his story.